The popular Bravo TV program about fashion, Project Runway, began its fourth season last Wednesday night. Our critic at large, John Powers, is a big fan and says that this is one reality TV show about something more interesting than forcing its contestants to eat bugs.
Like much of America, I've put in my time watching reality TV. I've watched gray-haired couples swing over canyons on the Great Race. I've seen muscle men get voted off the many locations of Survivor. And I've loyally tuned into that juggernaut American Idol, where Clay Aiken's loss in season 2 prompted more public outcry than Al Gore's. These are all watchable shows, but if you ask me to name the program that's the most perfectly seductive, I'll tell you Project Runway. Its concept could hardly be simpler. The season starts with 15 aspiring fashion designers, and each week they're given a specific task. Make an outfit from objects found at a recycling plant, design a dress for a star to wear on the red carpet, or come up with something stylish to be modeled by your mother. At the end, their handiwork is displayed by runway models, after which the show's judges name that week's winner and they vote somebody off. By the end of the series, only one remains standing. Now, I realize that Project Runway sounds exactly like many other reality shows. It has the same Darwinian structure. Each week, a character becomes extinct. It has the usual shameless product placements. Every moment of the show is branded. And it has a host glinting with schadenfreude. She's German supermodel Heidi Klum, a woman not exactly crippled by compassion. Wooden in her line readings, Heidi only comes to life when she's giving that week's loser the kiss-off. If Klum were Project Runway's only face, I can't imagine that anyone would watch. But the show's presiding spirit is Tim Gunn, one of the genuinely original figures in our popular culture. An openly gay 54-year-old man, he's TV's most admirable father figure since Peter Gallagher's Sandy Cohen on The O.C. Slim, elegant, and self-contained, with a hint of some great wound in his past, Gunn watches over the contestants as they work, offering them criticism and encouragement. Rather than tear into his charges like a football coach, he encourages them with his famous catchphrase, "Make it work." Here in the season premiere, he gives advice to a puppeteer-turned-designer.
So, Elisa.
Yes?
Talk to me.
Well, I decided, since it was an expression of self, that I would start out first with something that I feel very akin to, which is the body shape, the form. So from the front, it's very clean, very clear, very lovely, but it's revealed in the back, having it all furled up, and so that it would actually come untangled as she walks and she moves.
Is that going to work?
In the past, when I've tried it, it's kind of worked.
This ending here, to me, seems really in opposition to the finish of this dress. Do you have to really be concerned with, did I take this as far as I needed to? All right, thank you.
While Gunn is the star, the show's true drama lies elsewhere. You start getting involved with the contestants. Many of them the kinds of new-age women and flamboyant gay men who would never appear on scripted TV, except to be made fun of. Fashion designers tend to be a temperamental, opinionated lot. Taste, after all, is their business. And within a few weeks, they start bickering and feuding and generally behaving like high school kids. And we, as watchers, choose our favorites. What makes this tricky is the cruel truth that there's no correlation between virtue and talent, between having a pleasing personality and being a pleasing designer. In fact, the show invariably features at least one hugely gifted contestant who everyone hates because he's vain, boastful, and contemptuous of anyone, including the judges, who doesn't genuflect before his genius. Within 10 minutes, you could tell that this season's monster will be Christian, a cocky 21-year-old with the look and attitude of a squirrel that's been run over by a lawnmower. Christian is obnoxious, but he's also talented. So is everyone on Project Runway, especially this season. And what makes the program work is that it shows us the flowering of their creativity. Working under enormous constraints, the designers create an outfit from scratch every single week, often in a matter of hours. If I live forever, I couldn't make a dress out of plants. But the designers are always doing something like this, and at show's end, we get to discover how well they've done. Even after watching scads of episodes, I'm always fascinated by the climactic scene on the runway when I finally get to see how the clothes look on a human being. It's always a revelation. And that's the real appeal of the show. It's not about colorful characters clashing or about getting America to vote. It's much richer than that. More than any television program I've ever seen, Project Runway gives us a glimpse into the mystery of the creative process, how one overcomes noise, stress, and one's own personal flaws to produce something close to art.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. You can download podcasts of our show by going to our website, freshair.npr.org.